Thank you, and we will talk Ukraine today with our farming friend Nick Gordachuk, 1 year and 3 days after Russia began its attack, after I tell you we're sponsored by the Chevy Silverado HD. Experience your life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. Nick Gordachuk farms just outside Kyiv, and by Ukrainian standards, he has a large operation, raising potatoes and wheat, sunflowers, corn on about 1,500 acres. Nick, we've talked a few times over the past year. How is your family doing?
Family is fine. My children are back in Kyiv, except for the smaller one. Smaller one is with her mother outside Ukraine. Also, my mother and my sister, they're all in Ukraine.
Yeah, I can understand you not wanting your 10-year-old to have to deal with that daily and nightly threat of attacks, which I imagine has to be hard for everybody.
Yeah. Like my mother, for example, she's getting panic attacks because when she hears the alarm going on, it's difficult for her to breathe. So there are many people who are mentally disturbed by this. And 1 year has been very tough. Every day we have many people dying. There are hundreds of people are dying not far from us. So it's, of course, it's terrible, and terrible in many ways. Many families have been broken, children without parents, without fathers. Over 8 million people have to start new lives away from homes. And I still cannot be calm in my mind that this all can happen in 21st century.
Yeah, no kidding. I wanted to tell you again, Nick, how impressed we are over here by not only the bravery and resolve of Ukrainians, but also how many appear to be trying to live their lives as normally as possible.
Well, in many big cities, life goes on, and especially when it's further away from the eastern border and southern border. People are, we are motivated. We continue to support the army. Whatever we can do, we support, because, if Russia stops fighting, the war will stop. But if Ukrainians stop fighting, there will be no Ukraine. So we have no choice.
We'll pick this up again tomorrow with Ukrainian farmer Nick Gordachuk.
We all look at it differently now than we looked at it 12 months ago.
Yeah, that's the business of food on 720 WGN. Uh-huh, and we're back again today with Ukrainian farmer Nick Gordachuk talking about 1 year of life under attack by the Russians. And we're sponsored by the Chevy Silverado HD. Experience your life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. Nick and I have spoken 4 or 5 times over the past year. He farms about 1,500 acres near Kyiv. And as we pass the 1 year mark, Nick, care to share some thoughts?
Well, it's just like it was when it all started a year ago. It's a big catastrophe for the world in general and catastrophe for Ukraine and for our people.
And Nick says he's concerned about Russia's ability to wage war for years.
Russia will try to continue to drain Ukraine. And for Russia, it's no problem to mobilize 200,000 people every 5 months. And if you remember the war in Chechnya, for example, it was almost for 10 years.
And at the heart of the Ukrainian resistance is something we Americans have not had to worry about for over 250 years, living under another country's rule. Nick is old enough to remember what life in Ukraine was like under the Soviets.
And I think that's the fact why we are so strong and for so long, is that we tasted that freedom, and it's very difficult to lose something that you really value.
There's been more talk lately from outside Ukraine about trying to force some kind of diplomatic resolution to this. How do you feel about that?
I don't see a diplomatic way out of it. There are many things we don't know. Unless there are some ways how the West, EU and the United States can influence both Ukraine and Russia to sit down around the table to negotiate.
Tomorrow, we'll talk about how farming has had to adapt to the war and how farmers have become an ally for soldiers on the front line against Russia.
You see that many of farmers, they take their job as a second front because we have to feed the people. And many of farmers now, they say that they're not making profit. Their task is to make sure the business survives. So when you win, we can go on and rebuild the economy.
Ukrainian farmer Nick Gordachuk. That's the business of food on 720 WGN. Thank you. And before we talk farming with Ukrainian farmer Nick Gordachuk, let me tell you that we're sponsored by the Chevy Silverado HD. Experience your life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. And speaking of, some of those HD trucks would sure come in handy in Ukraine, where a group of farmers chipped in to buy pickups for troops on the front lines. And how many pickups so far, Nick?
Together, we delivered over 450 pickups. This is something that our brigades are using to be mobile, you know, like mobile brigades, so they can be quick. That's something that the country cannot afford at the moment. So we as farmers, we think we can, while not being there fighting, that's one of the contributions we can make.
As he told us yesterday, farmers see themselves as being a second front in the war, donating cash and medical supplies, warm clothing, bikes and trucks, and of course food to people on or near the front lines. Meanwhile, back on the farm, Nick says he thought if they could get through the chaos of last year, this year would be better.
You know, when we spoke last year, I thought that this first year of war will be very difficult. But now I see that the first year was still okay because we were still using our old We were, so to say, living on old fat, that we had some credit lines, some money we had on the bank accounts. But now this season will be really difficult for many farmers. Now it's even worse. We don't know whether tomorrow we will be able to go and plant our wheat or sunflowers or barley.
And there's a lot of land that is not being farmed.
Yeah, well, for several reasons. Some farmers didn't plant or will not plant because their land are full with mines and rocket fragments, and they don't clean it because they don't know whether it will be again with mines and rockets. So why to clean it now? Plus, there are not enough resources to clean it all.
And Nick says among the things Ukrainians have going for them as they push back against the Russians.
Hope. People are still hopeful. They hope that the war will be over and they can get back to their regular life.
Now, there are a couple of bright-ish spots, which Nick will tell us about tomorrow. That's the business of growing food in a war zone on 720 WGN. Thank you, and we're sponsored by the Chevy Silverado HD. Experience your life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. One more time today, we're talking with Ukrainian farmer Nick Gordachuk, and this is the time that farmers all around the Midwest are finalizing plans for this coming season, and it's kind of like that in Ukraine, but plans are better written in pencil.
In the morning, for example, I wake up and I have plans for the day. But then suddenly there is missile attack from Russia. Everything stops.
And with planting time coming in the next month or so?
If it's an attack for 2-3 hours and then it's over, then you go with your own things.
And all of that to raise a crop you may lose money on, or you can't sell, or you can't even harvest it. And then cash flow dries up and your banker won't extend credit.
So farmers have a difficulty with working capital to buy fertilizer for next season. I think some of them will use 50 or 60% of the fertilization plan that they were originally planning to use.
There is one bright-ish spot, exporting. Ukrainian farmers rely on exporting their grains to the EU and other countries.
And as you know, this grain corridor, it has been working slowly, but we were able only to export, I think, 16 million or 17 million tons, which is exactly what we had left from the last season.
Oh, and the power blackouts because of Russian missile strikes? Last fall, they would last for days at a time.
It is much better now. If we have it, we have it maybe once every 2-3 days, but not every day. It's okay.
I do enjoy chatting with Nick Gordachuk because in the face of all the death and destruction and daily threats of more, he seems always filled with hope. And in whatever way you can support the Ukrainians in their battle against Russia, you can be assured it is appreciated.
I just wanted to thank your listeners and wanted to ask them to be patient and keep supporting until we win, because we know why we are standing for our territory and for our values. Everyone has a right to freedom, and every nation has a right to be free, in spite of the neighbors they have around.
Ukrainian farmer Nick Gordachuk. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.